Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J. And today is our anniversary. You know, one thing, I wish I had a song that I could play, you know, the anniversary song rather than
like
the documentary.
Yeah, like this anniversary. You know, there's a lot of hams out there
But anyway, you know, I'm so glad for those that are calling in. But I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to turn it over to Ms. J because you know the protocol. You know, I got to turn it over to Ms. J, y'all. Today is the anniversary. It's the anniversary. So let's have some. Let's have a good time and reminisce. Okay, go ahead on, Ms. J.
Yeah, we're going to talk about each other, too. But, you know, the show really, because John does stuff to make me laugh, you know. And, you know, one of the things that I think our audience don't know is that, like, when John is thinking, he'll say whatever. And I've had people inbox me go, why you say whatever, like what y'all say ain't important. I just want the audience to know that's how he is transcending his thoughts. And little do you know, we warn the guest ahead of time. So when he say whatever, okay, my question, he not being rude, he just being John. So those are like, we have so many funny quirks about between each other that I really love. And, you know, this show is now 2 years old. And I remember when John brought it up, and I was like, John, I don't know. And he called back, we're going to do it. I said, okay. So, you know, 2 years later, we're going strong. We've had some great guests. We have learned some great things. You know, haven't you learned, John? Because I know I've learned some things from the people.
Oh, yes. I've learned so much, you know, from different people throughout the United States. You know, and then we made it overseas. We made it to the Virgin Island and we did, you know, some really good interviews, you know, from people from New York, you know, from Washington, D.C., Florida. I mean, all over the United States, you know, we didn't interview. I bet you, Ms. J, we didn't interview probably someone from maybe every state in the United States.
That would be pretty awesome. Unfortunately, I'm not going to count it, so just take John on his word, because I was trying to tag everybody, and I got tired of tagging. I said, just please trust me that I love all of you and just call in, because it is a lot of people. A lot
of
people.
A lot. I mean, a lot. We got, way over 100 people, for sure.
Absolutely. One of the things I really like about the show, and I talk to John about it all the time, is that when you're doing the interviews, a lot of times it can seem that we're about, you know, the individual, but our real focus is to connect people. Like we interviewed my girlfriend Linda Coleman and Miss Ebony. They're both in Texas, and then this weekend, They did an event together, but I saw them together taking a picture or, you know, supporting each other. And that's what Uplifted Community was created for, that everyday people, and trust me, I love celebrities and I love everything they do, but they have the money to do. I think, and no, it doesn't take away, but, you know, when a person doesn't have and they still give, I think that makes them just, in my book, just a little bit more remarkable because they're giving from nothing, you know what I'm saying? They're giving from they're just their core, their essence, and having those kind of people on the show is really major. And like I said, to see Linda and Ebony working together, I mean, even they just supporting each other, just to see the photo, I was just so excited because that's what it was about. People connecting and working together, putting resources together. It's never so much about, you know, the individual you bring on. We bring on resources. We think they're a resource for you. They're a resource for us. They're a resource for the community. And to see everybody come together, I mean, that's major. And that's how we begin to form a unity, because it's not about what you're doing. It's about what we can do together. And that is really why I think the show is really great. And I want to take the time to say that, because, like I said, we get caught up in sometimes in doing the interviews, and people think, oh, it's all about the interviews. No, it's about showing that people are really doing something in spite of what we got going on, you know, in our government, in spite of what we got going on of decades of, you know, just drama and chaos. There's people that are lights. There's lights out there. A whole bunch of little lights just doing different things, and that's why the show matters to me. I think it's really major, you know what I mean?
That's right. You know, and to piggyback on what you were saying, you know, like, you know, the show is not about us bringing somebody on to advertise them, what, you know, to advertise their products, okay, or to advertise my products or Ms. J products. It's not about that. It's bringing people on, like Ms. J say, to let people know that, hey, there is somebody out there that's trying to make a difference in the communities. You can network with these people, like Ms. J was saying. What's her name? Ebony and Linda. Those two ladies right there, they're networking with each other. They got together. You know, now they're becoming to be, you know, becoming friends and doing events together, you know, and that's great, you know. And both of them, we interviewed both of them. I think.
Yeah, we did both of them. We interviewed both of them.
Right.
For separate times. Yeah. Linda was earlier.
Yeah. Right. And they got together. You know, they both live in Texas, but they got together. And also there was some other people back east. You know, I forget their name. You know, I remember they was networking with each other. It's people from even my hometown, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Okay. I've let a lot of people on from Lake Charles, Louisiana, on a talk show, and not because I know them, because they're doing positive work, and I wanted to people, you know, from Lake Charles to know, you know, and these people are working together.
Yeah.
You know, they are networking together.
Absolutely.
You know, it's quite a few of them.
Oh, I apologize. It's a delay. I apologize. Yeah, it is quite a few of them. It is quite a few. One thing you said that was really important to me is that they working together. But not only that, I think the people, what if you need a resource they're offering and you're just too ashamed to tell? Or you got a family or friend that need it. You know, we had some domestic violence guests and some of the stories they told and where you can go get help. You know, those things are, you know, really major. Driving driving black, or whatever they were saying. The little slogan, I'm off today, you guys. I had too much fun last night. Driving while black. And then we had a gentleman to come on that actually travels around the country, an attorney, who wrote a book to help our kids, you know, our young men, to learn what to do and not to do. You know, we've had just such a different variety of people. The gentleman who created the $100 bill. You know, reinvented the $100 bill. We had him on here. Hear his father's story and his family. I mean, it is so much out there that we don't talk about, and we some of us really just don't know about. So that's one of the great things about the show, too, is because we're putting something in front of you that you may need or someone you know may need in your neighborhood or your community or something you've been thinking about doing. Maybe you can, you know, work with someone else and start working on your own dream. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you know the thing, you're so right. You know, the guy that created the last $100 bill that we have, he came on the show, you know, and also, I mean, you know, and he was, I mean, this guy here was brilliant, You know, and not only that, Ms. J, he make currency for other countries. You know, and also we had the lady come on the show. I forget her name, but she got a big old long name. But she goes to different countries and do funding for different countries.
The grant writer.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, she was remarkable. And I was surprised everybody didn't swamp on her because she had a 99.9 rate of success. So if you was a nonprofit or a person trying to get a business, even if she charged you $1,500, you were doing good because she's got a proven track record. So to have someone like that on the board, that was pretty awesome too. Yeah.
Mhm. And I'm talking about this lady here. You know, like she does. I'm talking about billions of dollar grants. Yes. Mhm.
We got some pretty remarkable people on there. I think that I like that we've had a variety. We've had indie artists that were producers and rappers and songwriters, and they were still giving back to the community. And for me, you know, anybody know me, music is my other love. And to see that these people, these young people are not only chasing their dreams, but they are also conscious of where they came from, like No Cash. And then like, a baby in Miami. I can't think of his name right now. I'm drawing a blank. But the other artists that we've had on there, they have just been really remarkable role models, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not perfect. They done did what they did, but they're smart enough to change their lives and then try to help give light to some other dudes that have gone down the same path. And I think that's really great because before they get rich, you know what I mean?
Right. Like Mr. Strickland and Ike Breeze and
yes, Ike.
And,
that's what I was talking about in Miami, Ike.
from Florida.
Florida,
uh-huh.
The most humblest guy I've ever met in my life. Like just totally humble. I mean, and you would look at these guys and you see their posts on Facebook, you think, oh nah. But you know, don't judge a book by a cover, because I'm telling you, we've had some great young men on this show that are really doing their thing in the music and in their community, and that's major.
Right. We have one young man, he came on the show, I think it was like about 2 days before he went to Japan. He was doing a concert in Japan. I think his name is Seem or something, you know. And we done had some great, great, great people. But you know what thing that always stick in my mind, I don't know why. I remember when we first started the show, we had your sister or your cousin or niece or someone.
Sean, I tagged her too. That's a good job. Just keep talking about you. But you love that. That was a great issue because she talked about the judicial system, how important it is to vote for the judges and the, you know, the DAs and things, and she brought a lot of great things, and then she had a great part in her career.
Okay, but let me say this here. What I liked it about her is that she worked for the great Johnny Cochran.
Yes, she's been blessed.
Yeah, she got a start from the great Johnny Cochran, and I said, wow, now that, and she was, you know, and she was saying, you know, that she was young at the time. She was just starting off. But, you know, she got a chance to meet him and, you know, how personable he was, how nice he was and stuff like that, you know. And so, and I just admired that she worked for somebody that was great, because Johnny Cochran wasn't no joke, you know.
Right. And
but anyway, Ms. J, I want to let this caller in, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, and I just want to let the other callers, you know, if you guys want to say something, elaborate on something, you know, just press 1, okay?
Yes, absolutely. If you're listening on the phone, select 1.
Right, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole.
Hey,
Lake Charles,
tell me.
Louisiana. Hey, congratulations to the both of you all, man. Hey, so proud of you guys. Hey, look, you guys really had some great shows, and for many of them, hey, I really listened in. And what it did, it brought in my mind, man, to what's going on in the community. And these guys that come on your show, man, they definitely gave us information to be able to solve lots of the situations and problems that are going on in the community. And I thank you guys. You guys even let me on your show at one time, too, and I really appreciate it. You know, I encourage you guys to keep doing what you're doing, because you're really helping all of us in the community and all around the United States, everywhere people are viewing your show, man. You guys are doing an outstanding job, man. And also, too, man, you know, hey, I know that you guys, 2 years, you know, you guys had something like 24, 26 shows. But, man, I know it takes more than just those days to prepare what you're doing. So, hey, 2 years, you know, when you told up those days, that's something like 704 days, man. So that's a lot of preparing to get these 24 shows active. So God bless you all, man. Keep doing that great work, man.
Thanks, Tommy. I didn't even know the numbers. Now I feel real tired.
You shouldn't have told
that. Well, I'm sorry, but hey, you know, I'm sitting up here adding that, and man, hey, it takes some work, man. You know, and you guys has been dedicated to that work, man. And
but
you
know one thing though, Tommy, it was over a year, man, before we even took a break. We was at this every Sunday. Whole year before we even took a break. And it's not easy, you understand, to get people to come on a show. Especially when we first started, it was a little difficult because, you know, we was new. A lot of people didn't know what they was getting into, you know. And we got them on. We had people to come on, but it was kind of difficult. You know, we done been stood up a couple of times.
I think that's part of the business.
Yeah, it's part of the business.
It's part of entertainment. You know, any form of entertainment, you will get you some stand out. You seriously, somebody gonna stand you
up
or put you in act or something.
Oh, yeah. Hey, anything good, you gonna have some setbacks, man.
But you know one thing, I want to say this here about you, Tommy, and I want to thank you, you know, because you have been one of our best supporters. We brought you on a show, and because, like, I know what you do for the communities. You help. Man, you know, I know the times people call you and ask you, hey, take me to the grocery store. You know, you would take them there. You done took people from Lake Charles all the way to Texas to go see a doctor.
Wow.
You know, and then bring them back.
That's far.
Yeah, that's a long ways.
Yeah, I know. Family right around that way, and that's a long ride to Texas.
Right, that's a long ride. I've been.
It's like
going
to Vegas,
that's a long ride. But, Yeah.
It's
You know one thing, though? That just goes to show you what type of heart this man has. And then what makes it so good, you understand, he got a beautiful wife, a beautiful hearted wife. She don't get mad. Because, you know, she let him do it. She don't say anything. And that's, man, look here. The family you have is pure, bro.
You
hear me?
Thank you.
I mean, y'all good people, man. You can't find no good people like that. You know, you can't find that many people. You don't find that many families like that anymore.
You
know,
the wife would be saying,
"Oh no, uh-uh."
Oh yeah.
Or the husband would be saying, "No, you're not."
Yeah, many cases, man, it's like that. But I tell you what, John, I owe all the glory to God, man. You know, God has really been good to my family and I. And I tell you what, man, you know, I don't mind taking folks anywhere, but I see how God has truly blessed us. You know, I'm not having to run my family back and forth to the hospital. You understand? So God's been good to me, and He gave me that opportunity to be able to help somebody that perhaps need that. And I've seen times when my kids went in college, man, I couldn't get to them but somebody out there helped my kids, you know. And, hey, man, it's just giving back knowing that I've been given too.
Hello.
And it, yeah, and if we can all pick up that attitude toward life, man, you know, we'll find ourselves helping one another all the way around the world.
Yeah. And you know
right.
what? You're a good example because we had your son on the show. And,
sure did.
And he's doing the same thing. You know, I say this all the time. Kids watch what you do more than what you say.
That's right.
And,
That's right.
And you know, so, and he was remarkable. You know, he's helping the kids in his community and giving back to the military, volunteering. Now he's working there. But,
That's right.
And he's got career goals. I mean, these are things that are installed by kids watching what their parents do. And, yes, we know about the modern family that it's not always a dad in the house, but even us single moms, our kids watch us too. They watch how many dudes we bring in and out the house. They watching, you know, how we carry ourselves, all the things that we do, our kids see us too. So, you know, just being conscious of that. And then we had, like, not change the subject, but we had Tommy on, like, a perfect example. Then we had a lot of great single moms on. Great single moms.
Oh, yeah,
right. One of them that Tommy actually helped, but and now she's helping, and she's got a plate full. She's got a disabled child. I mean, come on now.
Yes.
So we've tried
that's
to cover
right.
all aspects. We didn't try to we tried to cover everybody's sort of lifestyle. Sometimes we had single mom and single dad come on and talk about the differences of being single parents as a single dad and single mom. So we really try to cover everything. Sometimes it's hard, and we try to think of things that people want to talk about or need to hear about, but we really are conscious of the community. We don't pick what Jackie and John like. We always say, well, do you think this will help somebody? That's
right.
really our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this will benefit somebody? You know, and sometimes you may say, why they got them on the show? Because we think something they had was great information. We had the young guy that was on drugs, and now he's a entrepreneur, real estate entrepreneur. And he was talking about his drug life and how he went around the community telling the kids about it and things like that. That show right there was like one of the best shows. He had no degree in nothing but knowledge and street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when
you
have kind of shows, it shows that we care about everybody. We're not talking about, you know, people think the perfect little people or the perfect little family. We're trying to reach anybody and everybody. And that's why our shows sometimes are so mixed, because we try to be conscious of everybody.
Right, right. And you know, like, you don't need a degree to come on our show. I had person was telling me, said, well, you know, like, that he didn't know that he could come on a show. And I told him that, oh, yeah, you can come on a show. I said, you know, you don't need a degree to be on a show. But I tell you one thing about the show. We'll let people on our show, you understand, before Oprah will let you on her show. What's that other, they call it the Breakfast Club, you understand, before they let you on their show. You understand, and a lot of other people that have talk shows. And our talk show, to be honest with you, is just as good as theirs or better.
That's
okay?
right.
Okay, because
That's
we
right.
real with ours. You know, we
right.
not just
That's
going
right.
and looking for the rich and famous. You know, we looking for we interview ordinary, struggling, $10 an hour working man or woman. You understand, trying to struggle to take care of her family, but still putting in work to help for her for their community.
Amen.
That's real.
That's right.
You understand?
Amen.
That's real, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't discriminate because you poor or you rich. I'm not saying that they discriminate, but you call it the way you want to call it, and I don't care. You understand? Because so when I start thinking about that and looking at the real deal of things, you know, that kind of like, wow, you know, they should need to, Oprah should interview some people from the from the hood. I'm talking about struggling people, you know, that's trying to make a difference. The Breakfast Club, they should be talking to people that's trying to make a difference and stuff like that, you know? And that's what we're about, you know? I'm not saying don't bring Farrakhan on.
Right.
You know.
Wait a minute. And then John, I just want to say something. John is not talking about the Breakfast Club is a radio show. So just
right.
John. So they do hip hop, but I think what he's talking about, like The View and those
do.
Kind of shows, right? Like with Whoopi, The
mm-hmm.
View, and all those different shows.
Yeah.
See, this is what makes our show funny and fun for me, because see, I know how John thinks. Now somebody else be listening, they like, what is John saying? But see, I know him. So that's why I come in and clean up for my buddy. That's my buddy. I'm going to clean up for my homeboy anytime. So, you know, that's what he means. But I totally agree. But what I really notice a lot lately, people are least talking about community more. I'm not saying it's about it's us who started it or whatever, but I'm seeing it more and more and more. You know, and not so much of the negativity, the dark kind, you know, the positive
mm-hmm.
kind. Because we can talk about our struggles and they owe us our reparations and all this other stuff, and I get that. Those are real issues. But if we stay focused on that and not focus on making any progress from that place, then we're doing ourselves a dishonest. So, you know, and so when a dishonesty. So, I mean, those things are important to me and John as well. But I think our focus is like, yeah, we got that problem, but we can't stop moving because we're waiting on somebody to give us reparations. We can't stop moving because we're waiting on somebody to say they sorry for slavery. We can't stop moving because we have been tricked into poverty. You know, we're hungry. We got bad schools, no jobs. We got a lot of ghettos. We can't stop moving because those ghettos have to be fixed, and people have to step up. So when we talk about things like that, that's major, because we have to do that. We can't just stop and be mad all the time and be talking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk, then do something. If you're mad about a school in your neighborhood, then do something about that school. Go picket that school. Get on that principal's nerves. We had the one gentleman that came on from Chicago, and the store was not treating their community right. They boycotted that store and got it closed. He was on our show.
So did. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we have to take responsibility for the things, too. We can't wait on other people to do us a favor. We got to do ourselves a favor.
Right.
Got to get mad enough.
And you're 100% right, because, like, check this out. We had, last name was Trahan. He's from Houston, Texas. He's a school teacher. And what he does, he was helping the school. He would take his paychecks, you understand? And if he see a kid going to school, you know, that without no tennis, he would go ahead on and he would get that child a pair of tennis. You know, he had a program just for his class where as though he kept paper and pencils, you understand, for his kids to use for his class, just for his class. And he would provide that, you know? And he talked to the moms. The moms would put maybe a dollar or two or whatever, you know, and they put that money. You know, they'll buy pens and paper, you know, for the
That's
kids.
Right.
Won't have to worry about that.
That's right.
You know.
And John, he also fed them. When his kids came in the morning, they did not have breakfast. He keeps breakfast and lunch in his room. You don't have to be ashamed. No one has to know your business. But he'll say, so you have breakfast? They say, oh, no. He said, well, go there and grab something. He never made them feel, you know, less than. You know what I mean?
Right.
He always motivated.
And this,
right.
And this, yeah. And this, that he had to go through some stuff with the school board in order for him to do it. But he did it. He won. And he did it. You know? And I'm going to tell you, you know, so it's so many things, you understand, that we can do. But, like, I agree with Ms. J 100%. You know, like, we can't wait around for someone to say, oh, I'm sorry. for slavery. You know, we can't wait around for somebody to say, oh, hey, we're sending you a big check for reparation. We got to get out there and do it for ourselves, man, really, on a for real side. You know, and, we just have to do it, man. We just have to do it, you know.
Yeah.
It's so much stuff.
It's not impossible, though. I think that we've been defeated so long, and a lot of times we cause some of our own defeats that we don't believe we can do it. But it's so many other communities around us that are doing it. And I'll say this again, you look at the Asian community, the Hispanic community, all those people are self-reliant communities. Okay, so we can't say that it's not possible. We got to figure out how to work together without judgment, without criticism, respecting the differences and saying, she know that, let me work with her, then I can learn that. Then together, I'll teach her what I know, and then together we can do something. But we've got to get the tribe out of the barrel mentality out of us. I think that.
You know, and another thing too, Ms. J, you know, like, it's a lot of, especially in your African-American communities, you know, if you walk down to the store, first thing you'll find either Indian, Asian, Iranian, South, Middle Easterners, they done took over all our communities. They come into communities, they jack up the prices on the gas, on whatever, the milk, the bread, you know.
Right.
You know, and they don't respect us. They looked at us. I don't care what nobody say. I've seen it firsthand. You know, the majority of them that I went to, they do not respect us. We can spend our money there, and that's it. And that stuff like that got to change, man. I don't care what nobody say.
Start owning stuff. That's what the
you
guy
know?
In Chicago, the one who boycotted the store. But what he did was he boycotted that particular store, but he gave a list of black-owned beauty shops. And that's something we have to do. I know people say they don't want to get in the black people do business with, they hard to do business with. I get it. But guess what? We got to get over that because we got to support our business in our communities so that we build our community up. That's the only way you can build your community up if you're part of it. You know, whether you're part of giving a job or you're part of, you know, you number one babysitter in the neighborhood so everybody can go to work, whatever it is, you know, just do something. And, you know, when I talk about kids, too, we've had some great kids on the show. Like, everything that we do is for them because our turn is really up, you guys. Like, us mature people get up, we over. You know, what I'm saying is that your life ain't over. Don't inbox me now. Your life ain't over, but there's a lot of things that we do not do that these kids do now. They're on a whole different level, and we have to be open to hear the young people out so we can grow with them instead of growing apart from them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Ms. J. You know, like, it's going to be a point to where, though, we're going to have to pass the torch.
Yep.
You know, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, a lot of them, they passed the torch. But after Martin Luther King got killed, then the torch burnt out.
Yes.
And
you know what
out.
I say about that too, John? I was thinking about that the other day. You know what the problem is that we were so busy at that time, and no disrespect, it was the time we were living in, but we were so hungry. So we were more followers. Nobody thought about becoming a leader, too. It was a few people in that group became leaders afterwards. But on that magnitude, there was no torch passed down. And so that's why, but he left a foundation for us. And that's what we have to do for our kids. We may not be able to fix everything while we're here, but let's leave them a foundation so they can finish.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, people
like that. They left
Martin Luther King, he did leave a foundation, a really good foundation, because I can remember the times, you know, back in the 70s, where then, you know, they had jobs. Black people was working. I mean, they had plenty of jobs. I'm talking about, and they started making more money. you know, and things was getting a little bit better. And then all of a sudden, once they saw the communities getting stronger, they had jobs in the communities, they had, I mean, a lot of things in the communities for people to do, you know, they had centers, they had a lot of things in the communities. And then all of a sudden, you know, the foundation started breaking down again. And I think what that was the drugs. They started
slipping that in.
And we got
too comfortable. Mm-hmm. I think too, John, yes, the drugs came in, but I also think that people got comfortable. Once we start getting our own money, we start feeling ourselves. And we lost the, because back in the day, when I see all the old movies, it was a lot of community. No matter what they, even the number runners. I think one of my favorite, I shouldn't say my favorite movies, so I'm going to judge me. But anyway, one of the movies I really, really like, Lawrence Fishburne, he's a numbers runner. He comes out of jail, he's helping the queen or whatever. But even though he was the worst, he was the biggest gangster ever, he made sure everybody ate, everybody rent was paid in the community in which he did his business. I'm not condoning, crooked life or whatever, criminals or whatever. You can think whatever you want. But my point is that he remembered the people that were keeping him employed too. And I think a lot of times when we get our own, we get ours, and then we say, I got mine, you better get yours. And so we don't have that village mentality. And I'm not saying that being a criminal is good. But we have to remember that it's other people besides us that we got to pull up. We can't just be up and don't pull nobody else up with us. It's a bad stigma that we have as a community. And I'm speaking of black folks because I don't know about being black. I don't know about nothing else. But we got to change that. If I'm up, let me pull you up. You get up, you pull that person up. We got to get back to that. You know, those, remember, back in the day, I've seen they used to have rent parties and stuff like that. Well, you ask somebody for some rent money now, man, you're going to get it.
It'll be all over Facebook.
Yeah.
You better not ask nobody that, especially those that the haters. They fool around and ask somebody to help you out with your rent or your utilities or whatever. Shit, they'll put that stuff on Facebook so bad, so fast, and tell us pathetic.
That's stupid. We've had some great shows. Like you said, like we've had some great people. I mean, I've learned a lot, especially from the young ladies that are younger than me. To see so many young ladies. And not taking anything from the gentleman, but for me as a woman to see so many young ladies setting up organizations for positive young girls, and then we had another young lady on not too long ago, which now she has her own show. I see her a lot. That are reaching out to other single moms, so they don't continue to make bad choices and things like that. As a woman, that makes my heart full because. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to have that rite of passage for those that come behind us. Because if we don't do it, who is going to do it? We can't wait for nobody else to do it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Another thing, too. Last week, our guest last week, he did his research. I'm trying to think of his name. Well, we got a blank. Sorry. But I'm quite sure you remember his name, Ms. Jay. He might be listening in. Huh?
From the Virgin Islands?
Who?
From the Virgin Islands?
No, no. The last week.
Oh, the author.
Yeah.
He set the nonprofit for all the women.
Right. Uh-huh. And he have workshops throughout, he's trying to put workshops throughout the United States for ladies. Well, anyway. He did some research on women's versus men's on making a difference in their communities. And the way I pick it up is that, it's more women's out there trying to better our communities than men. He says more women having...
I asked him, why didn't he... approach men with the same philosophy, and he said he got better response from the women than he did from the men. And I found that, and I said that was sad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said he got, you right, Ms. J. He said he got way much better response than the women's, than the men's. And he said that's why he is an advocate for women's. And he said because what better way to go out and whenever God called him is to be on a team that's winning, you know, that's trying to make a difference. So in other words, when he said that, what I picked up to was, though, is not that many men's out there. You know, that's trying, you know, and I agree with him. I agree with him 100% because, you know, like, I know a few men's, you know, that's trying to make a difference and stuff, you know, out there, you know, but for us to get together and organize like women do, you know, we don't do that. And I think what it is that, you know, like, everybody, I guess the man want to do it his way, you know, well, you're going to do it my way. But it's not about my way or your way. It's about about brainstorming and coming up with a conclusion and doing it that way, you know. And I think women's does that. They do it. They, you know, they do that. They get together. They sit down and they talk about it. And then they come to a conclusion and go for it. No.
Yeah.
No.
I think yeah. It's a different. I think that men, and to the men that are out there doing some great things, we know, like Save the Black Boys, and it's a couple other brothers out there doing some great things. We're gonna have on next week or a couple of weeks from now that are doing some things for the young men too, and I salute them. But I think that is just a difference in thinking. I think men, women are emotional. So I think that what makes us move a little differently. You know what I mean? We're more emotional. And mm-hmm. men, you guys are taught to be, I'm the man, you know, kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of different. But I'm glad and I salute everybody that is doing something. Even the kids. We've had some great kids that come on the show that are doing book clubs. They're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know, so all these things are just major, you know, because that lets other kids know maybe my idea can, you know, be something big, you know. And, you know, just putting all that out there and putting that possibility of hope.
Right. Well, Ms. J, I know is the show is getting interested, and I don't mean to cut you off or nothing, but we only got 2 minutes left on the show. Okay, so start closing us out, please.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Mr. Tommy Cole, for joining us. And Andrew, I'm sorry you couldn't join us, but Mr. Andrew, I want to shout him out because he's always faithful, too. And he helps in a lot of different other ways as well. So I wanted to shout Mr. Andrew out. Sorry you couldn't join us today. Uplift the Communities is really about the community. We have also expanded. We had one of our guests, Carla. What's Carla's last name? I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, Carla, that was once our host, once a guest, is now the host of Uplift Little Communities in Louisiana. So we're sorry that she couldn't join us today as well. But the show is growing, and we're trying to expand it because we know we can't reach everybody by ourselves. So we're trying to expand. So, you know, we're growing, and we want to thank you guys for helping us grow. Thank you for the criticisms, the compliments, all of it, because we do it for you, and we couldn't do it without you. So we thank you. We humbly thank you. And Mr. John L. Brown.
Yes, and I concur with that. I, you know, just thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, if it wasn't for you guys, for the people that support us, the listeners, we wouldn't be as far as we are. Yes, we are expanding, and hopefully the next 2 years or whatever that, you know, we probably be on television. You can turn on your TV in your living room, and you can, you know, you can. I'm not saying I'm going to be the host or Ms. J going to be the host, but might be somebody else the host, but because that's what happens when you expand. But we are expanding, and thank you all, and God bless, and back to you, Ms. J.
All right, well, thank you very much, and together we're going to make a difference. We really appreciate you, and I am just so blessed that we made it for 2 years. John L. Brown has been a pleasure. He's not only just my host, the person that I host with, but he's a good friend, too, so it really makes this easy. So I am really glad that we have made it.
All right.
Good night.
Okay.
Peace
and happy anniversary. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.